live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, the News Talk powerhouse of North Alabama, and the biggest show across the northern part of the state in the afternoons is this one. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, I'm going to go straight to the phones. I'm honored to have a guest on with us today. Our newest U.S. Senator, Tommy Tuberville, is on the line with us from D.C. and has taken time out of his schedule. Senator Tuberville, thank you for being on Right Side Radio today.
Thank you, Phil. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, Senator, before we start talking issues, I want you to know how much I appreciate your staff. I'm a veteran of Afghanistan myself. My interpreter, we were able to get him over here a few years ago, but for the last 2 weeks, I have been working in part with your office and others to help him get his family out. And even this morning, I was getting updates from your office. So I just want you to know, with me saying it in front of all these listeners, how much we appreciate that assistance.
Well, I appreciate it. We've got a good staff, and most of the several dozen that work with me, most are from Alabama, and they do a good job. And they've had the opportunity to work with a lot of people in Afghanistan that are from Alabama, and we've gotten some out. It is a complete mess, but we're not getting a lot of help from our State Department, but I think a lot of senators and congressmen have done a great job, you know, with people in their states. It's been a team effort.
Well, it has. Tell us what it's like for you, you know, sort of in your sort of boots on the ground perspective up there in D.C. right now. I mean, is the House still adjourned as we speak? And is there anything happening, you know, to move towards Congress having some more war powers authority in all this? What are we looking at in terms of D.C. activity?
Yeah, right now both the House and the Senate are not in session. I don't really understand that. We've been out for a few weeks, but you know, we got a national crisis going on right now. Phil, the big thing that I've recognized since I've been up there is such a lack of leadership. And you know, I've been in a profession where if you didn't have leadership, you didn't survive. And my goodness, you know, the lack of leadership, you know, just look at the, you know, the country right now, what we're dealing with Afghanistan, which is a total mess. We're dealing with the border, which is the absolute crisis. And this virus is just keeps going and going. And we can't get a truthful answer out of anybody in the White House or from the left. It's just absolutely amazing to me. Nobody will take the bull by the horns and run with it, but you know that you've been in the military and following people that were leaders, and being a leader yourself, you have to have somebody that can make tough decisions. We don't have that right now in Washington, D.C.
Well, and I think what's apparent too, and I said this on the show yesterday, is we're seeing right now, I mean, you can look at Biden's resume and see this. I mean, the man has never led anything in his life. He's had the benefit of over 40 years in D.C. of being able to have rhetoric but no responsibility. You know, just going to the podium and yelling about something and then walking away and never owning it. He's never built a business. He's never led a team. He's never had to make snap decisions, even on a sideline. I mean, I was saying to somebody this morning, you were going to be on the show, and talking about the fact that you had years of having to make a snap decision and adjust your gameplay right there, you know, on the heat of the game. He's never even had that. And so I look at it and think, you're right. We have a crisis of leadership right now in a big, big way in D.C.
Well, organization is the key to winning. And then once you organize something, you have to have somebody to put that plan intact and run with it. And you know, I'm also disappointed in a lot of our generals. You know, I've met with most of them over the last 6-7 months and being on the Armed Services Committee, and they're all political. You know, they're all in this woke agenda, the critical race theory, white rage. You know, this chief of staff that we have in Milley, it's just amazing to me that do your job. You know, don't worry about the social agendas. You know, protect the American people. That's your job. And everybody is they're afraid of their shadow, and they poll everything. You know, let's see what this group thinks about this. And it's all about getting reelected. And if we better start building leadership in this country, or we're going to be up a creek without a paddle. And
no, I
we can see right now what lack of leadership has gotten us, you know, in Afghanistan. And you know, we can't get a truthful answer, and they don't give you truthful answers because most time either they don't know it or they don't want to give their hand out and make a quick decision when they need to because they're afraid it'll hurt somebody's feelings, and that's not how this country was built.
No, every once in a while you got to adjust the game plan based upon what just happened in the fourth quarter. I mean, you got to be able to hit the field with your plan, but then adjust it on the run, and we're not seeing that. And speaking of which, though, let me ask you, in your position on the Senate Armed Services Committee, is there any discussion, are you hearing anything that leads you to believe that they're going to extend the August 31st deadline? Or, I mean, right now we're hearing we're going to get everybody out, but we're on track for August 31st. And then we're starting to hear, well, you know, we may not get everybody out, but, you know, we'll do what we can. What are you anticipating right now from the administration, Senator?
Well, yeah, first of all, they keep telling us, and we know this, we don't know how many is over there. We don't know how many Americans are still there, yeah. How many were there to begin with. They were poor, very poor in the organization of all this because they knew we were going to pull out. And all they had to do is put somebody in charge of that to start getting names and numbers and addresses. But they did nothing like that. And so, no, he's going to pull out. I mean, he's going to pull out on Tuesday. The problem he's going to have is he's going to have people going over and doing this on their own. He's going to have veterans groups. He's going to have people that work for these contractors that are going to go over themselves and do the job of what Joe Biden's supposed to have done to begin with. So he's losing total control of this situation. And it's just unfortunate because this situation needed leadership. And again, they're worried more about giving $3.5 trillion away, which is the most absolute biggest joke I've ever heard. But that's what they want to do. They want to give all this money away, but they're doing it to get votes. They're not doing it to help people. They're doing it to get votes and to change this country, and that's exactly what they're trying to do.
Well, and I agree. And, hey, Senator, I'm aware, your staff's made me aware, you have another meeting and have to leave the show here in about the next 5 minutes. So let me shift gears on you if you don't mind. You've been outspoken that you believe that the vaccine for COVID is worth getting. I know there's a lot of vaccine hesitancy, and some of that is purely related to trust in government because it's gotten so chaotic. But one of the things that Alabama has led on is not allowing vaccine passports in our state. What are you hearing on the national level in D.C.? Is there a discussion among the liberals of actually putting a national mandate or a vaccine passport in place? Are you hearing anything about that?
Oh, sure. They anything to control you is what the Democrats want to do. And that's their whole agenda. They want to be able to tell you what to do, when to do it, how to do it. And again, that is their complete agenda. I'm in the realm of, hey, listen, you make your own decision. This is a free country. You got to do it the right way, though. I've got the vaccine. I think it's the right thing to do. But that has nothing to do with what everybody else wants to do. You know, it's just something that you've got to make that decision on. But I will say this: we are having a tough time, not just all over the country, but in Alabama, we have got more COVID right now in our hospitals than we had this time last year. And so we got to just understand it's here. It's not going anywhere. People got to understand that eventually you're probably going to get the virus. And the one good thing that we keep hearing about the vaccine is if you do get it, the vaccine will keep you from really getting sick. It will cut down on. I know a lot of people that's got the vaccine. They've gotten COVID, but they've gotten very, very little symptoms. And it's just one of those things. But COVID's here. It's stuck. It's going to be with us for a while. We're going to have to make sure we understand that. You're eventually going to get it because it's very contagious. You just got to understand it. You can't hide from it. And hopefully you have to understand it. If you do take the vaccine, it might keep you from getting it, but if you do get it, it's going to protect you to some point.
All right. Well, let me do this then, Senator. Let me combine two topics we've just talked about. So you mentioned the southern border a minute ago, and now we've just talked about COVID. What are you hearing from Democrats about the southern border being the COVID hotspot of the world, in a sense? I mean, they're restricting U.S. citizens, but they're not restricting anybody who wants to wander across our border and bring a case of COVID in with them. And then they're dropping them off all over the nation right now. So what are you hearing from Democrats? Do they resent it, or are they toeing the party line even behind closed doors?
They're behind closed doors. They do not want anything to happen to that border. They're globalists. They want to let everybody in. For every person that walks across that border and comes over here, it's going to cost the American taxpayers $50,000 to $60,000 a year out of your paycheck. We can't afford it. You know, we're a kind country, but we want people to come here the right way. Don't break the law. You know, I went over with 8 other senators to the border. We left out of there coming back. We got on an airplane. It was half full of immigrants, illegal immigrants that were going to different places all over the country. You know, most of them or some of them had COVID. And it just doesn't sound right. Joe Biden is really out there saying we've got to get the vaccine. Well, if you expect people to get the vaccine, close the border down because they're bringing COVID over right and left. But they are absolutely just wanting to have this country overrun with potential voters. It's really asinine, to be honest with you.
Well, Senator, I appreciate you. I know you had a short time hack to work with today, and you made time for our show, and you've got a meeting to head to. But again, I want to thank you for your time, but I want to thank you for your staff's time on this issue of Afghanistan for my own interpreter's family and for the work you're doing in D.C. You toe the line. We appreciate you very much.
Well, I appreciate it. We've got a long way to go in Afghanistan. We've got a long way to go at the border. We've got a long way to go with this virus. And everybody just needs to just understand we're in a tough place right now. The toughest time I've ever seen this country in my 60-something years of being on this earth. And we've got to just fight. We got to fight and keep our freedoms.
I agree with that completely, and that's the theme of our show, I'll tell you right now. Hey, Senator Tommy Tuberville, thank you for your time, and Godspeed. Hey, folks, that was Senator Tommy Tuberville, who's in D.C. right now taking time out for the show. We're going to head to a short break, and we come back, we're going to wrap up a few of those points that he and I just talked about. And I'll be opening up the phone lines pretty soon, so go ahead and get your phones ready. We're going to wind up getting some of your opinions as we close out the week on what has been going on. What in God's name has been going on? Well, I got news. It's like he said, we got to continue to stand and we got to fight because it's about liberty. It's about freedom. It's about the very fabric of our country. And folks, I love this place too much to just lay down and let it go away. All right, folks. Phil Williams, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.